Ever since he was a kid in South Carolina, Samuel Moore, better known as Ironing Board Sam, has been playing the blues. Now 75 years old, Sam's health and voice may not be all they once were, but he remains a vibrant representation of a rich Southern music tradition.
Every culture has that type of music, and they all should be reserved.
Whether he's banging out the blues, or rocking on his piano bench to Boogie Woogie, Sam is a reminder that the roots of America's music are not dead, but are alive and bumping with every beat.
Only a few of us, the ones who sing blues, a lot of them are gone. In fact, I think I'm about the only one left.
Musicians like Sam have been able to sustain the South's musical roots because of a small nonprofit in Hillsboro. Music Maker Relief Foundation aims to preserve the musical traditions of the South by helping older musicians who've fallen into poverty. Folklore's Tim Duffy helped create the organization in 1994 after he realized his good friend Guitar Gabriel, a one-time Southern musician, could no longer play the blues.
Went out to pick up him or his friends, and they had a headache because of no medication for blood pressure, no money for groceries, no electricity, the guitars in the pawn shop. It was just an immediate reaction to help these guys.
UNC junior Hillary Stroud was a part of Music Maker's Next Generation program, an effort to pass down the tradition of roots music to a younger group. She recalls the effect Music Maker had on musician George Higgs.
He was at the end of his life having real trouble breathing and was carting around an oxygen tank, but I think was skimping on oxygen because the tanks are expensive. And so Music Maker was able to help cover the cost of George Higgs' oxygen, and I don't know that the Higgs family would have been able to do without the help of Music Maker.
Music Maker raises its money through donations and album sales, while paying the musicians not with handouts, but with gigs. And that's just what happened with Ironing Board Sam. Duffy pulled him out of retirement, gave him new teeth, a new ride, and started scheduling shows. But Sam originally introduced his talents way back in the 1960s on the first TV show to showcase African-American musicians.
All aboard the night train now boarding, and you have the best seat in the house, so let's get rolling to great entertainment.
People talking, trying to break us up, but don't they let us be.
During his 2 years on Night Train, Sam experienced a meteoric rise in recognition and had the opportunity to play with musicians who would later become icons. One of those musicians was a young Jimi Hendrix.
The other musicians would come and look and say, what they playing? You know, because we didn't sound like them. We didn't sound like nobody, but just Jimi Hendrix and I was there. And they just go, oh, they just playing the modern rock and roll.
Ironing Board Sam may not look as young as he did on Night Train, but he still has the same flair from his youth. And Sam acknowledges he would have never been back on the stage, entertaining with his golden glitter jumpsuits and pink pinstripe blazers, if it weren't for the dedication and generosity of Music Maker.
They got me out back doing what I love to do best, and what I love to do best is, you know, make people happy.
The pulse of the American South is beating in legends like Ironing Board Sam, and while he may long for a place somewhere over the rainbow, he can find comfort knowing Music Maker is preserving his legacy for now. In Hillsboro, I'm Charlie Shelton.